All right, James, your thoughts after that?
I'm very, very down, very disappointed. I think we've certainly in the second half, and maybe for, you know, maybe 20 minutes before half time, we settled ourselves. You know, we've given given probably the form team and one of the best teams in the Premier Division a very tough night, and you know, I think they'd probably agree themselves. You know, they're quite lucky to get out of here with a 1-0 win, but you know, we kind of give away a poor goal. Whether it was a penalty or not, I think it was kind of 50-50. You know, playing Corns pulling Packy, Packy's pulling him, and you know, the referees decided to give it anyway. And he had a great opportunity to, you know, to give us a penalty, which for me seemed more of a penalty in regarding Kevin. You know, but I thought it was a strange performance from the referee anyway. But you know, we'll not blame him. I think, you know, we give them the goal, and you know, we just didn't have enough maybe just to get one back on the night. But the overall performance was very good. You know,
yeah. Shades of the Derry City game, James, from a few weeks back. Harps struggled to get going in the first half and never really caused your opponents too many problems in that opening 45 minutes. The second half was a much, much better story.
Yeah, well, we had to change. They obviously played the play with one up front, so you know, we had a look at it for 5-10 minutes, and you know, against that type of quality, we had to change and we had to match them up in the middle. So we took Oisin back out on the right, and Kevin played up front in his own. So you know, once we got to grips with that, you know, I think probably with the three centre midfielders for Sligo, I think, you know, they were non-existent probably maybe 10 minutes before half time, and certainly in the second half they had no real impact in the game. I thought our boys were well on top, and you know, it was very pleasing. But yeah, we did start slow, but it's a thing where, you know, I wouldn't say it was fear, but you're probably looking at, you know, they're a wee bit apprehensive before the game to see what Sligo are going to be like, and you know, and whatnot. You know, everybody knows they're going really well at the minute, so you know, once they get that out of their heads and they realise that, you know, they're a match for a lot of teams. You know, when they really believe it, you know, I thought they settled down and we played some nice stuff, and you know, we caused them a few problems, and it was certainly a difficult night for them, and you know, obviously a very disappointing one for us regarding the result.
Yeah, and unfortunately disappointing news as well for Chris Breen. We see him going away there tonight in an ambulance to hospital. I think it's a shoulder injury he has, James. He's been very unfortunate with injuries.
Yeah, he has been, and you know, probably since he's even come back here, you know, he's chatted about, you know, he's always had wee niggles, and he's, you know, whether it's one ankle or the other, and yeah, he just seems to be a wee bit prone. You know, a lot of the time they're wee niggles, and he can get on with it, but certainly you don't want to see him holding the shoulder like he is there tonight. You know, hopefully it's not as bad as it looks. But you know, he's been a great impact player for us since he's been here, and you know, he's not quite ready yet to start games, but you know, he's certainly a very dangerous man to come off the bench, and unfortunately he didn't get a chance to show that probably as much as he would have liked tonight. You know.
So that's the end of the cup run, James, for another season. You've, 9 games left in the league. What way do you approach those games now? What way do you approach the conclusion to the season?
Well, one game at a time. You know, we've already set the marker where, you know, I'm really looking forward to the Monaghan game because, you know, I've seen players develop and some players struggle, and, you know, maybe one or two players just standing still, you know, and kind of at the same time, you know, I think the Monaghan game will tell me an awful lot about, you know, who here is going to become an established player here, and who's maybe going to use this club as a stepping stone, because certainly I think we have a few young talented players that can go on to bigger and better things than here. So you know, we'll see in Monaghan. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll see, you know, when they set standards. You know, I think we followed up the Derry game with a very good first half down in Merview, and then we let it slip away in the second half. So if we can do that and follow tonight's second half with a good start down in Monaghan, which is a massive game for them. You know, it's a bit of a pressure game for Monaghan, and you know, there's not an awful lot of pressure on us. So we'll take it one game at a time and try and set the standards as high as we can from now to the end of the season.
And tonight's game as well, James, it brings the curtain down on what's been a difficult week for the club. All the stuff that's been going on off the pitch involving the decision to place Jonathan Minnick and Michael Funston on the transfer list. I suppose it's a case of moving on now, but have you any thoughts on that?
No. My thoughts are that everybody needs to move on, you know, as you just said, move on surely. It was good to get back to what the club's all about, playing football tonight. You know, players come, players go. Whether you play 500 games or five games, you know, decisions get made. And, you know, I've been at clubs myself where, you know, I've been let go. And, you accept it and you move on. It's unfortunate what's been going on during the week, but look, I haven't really said anything about it, and I'm not going to. You know, the club's still here. We still move on. We have a fantastic group of players here, and we're really looking forward to the game down in Monaghan. So, obviously, Jonathan Minnick has left the club, and Michael Funson has decided to stay and fight for his place. And credit to him, you know. Michael will get a fair crack of the whip here, you know, as long as he's here. And but that's really it. You know, I think it's unfortunate, but we got back to what we're all about tonight. And you know, obviously, we need to worry about who we have here and not who we don't.